The vagina is the most highly erogenous zone of the female. It is also the most mysterious, magical, desired, and loved part of a woman. Men have caused wars to be waged, sacrificed their fortunes, and given their lives all for the many rewards and pleasures which women and their prized possession, the vagina, have to offer. The vagina, a narrow elastic duct, surrounded by muscular tissues, covered by a mucous membrane, is the canal in females leading from the exterior to the womb, and which receives the male penis in sexual intercourse. It is from 8 to 10 centimeters long and is always coated with a secretion which increases considerably during sexual excitement, facilitating penetration by the male organ. This secretion also performs a slight antiseptic function. The walls of the vagina are muscular, a fact which is most important during intercourse and during childbirth. The elasticity of the vagina varies from woman to woman and also changes with age. In very young girls, the vagina is usually very tight, but women who have had frequent sexual intercourse or have had several children usually have a much wider vagina. If a woman remains a spinster all her life, her vagina may retain its useful tightness. Of special erotic sensitivity in women is the clitoris, which of course should always be given special attention. The clitoris is situated on the outer side of the vagina, slightly above the ending of the urethral outlet and approximately 2 to 3 centimeters from the vaginal opening. In its normal condition, it is a slightly bent organ which consists of two elongated erectile pouches. It is situated on the outer side of the vagina, slightly above the ending of the urethral outlet and approximately 2 to 3 centimeters from the vaginal opening. At the tip of the clitoris is the glands, the size of a small pea, which is usually visible between the folds of the outer labia. Similar to the male penis, the clitoris is made of erectile tissue, which is highly sensitive. The clitoris reacts strongly and quickly to all forms of touch and becomes larger and harder as a woman is sexually excited. It can then be enlarged to almost 1.5 times its size. The inner and outer lips of the vagina are called the labia. The outer labia cover the entrance to the vagina and act as a protection to the inner labia and the clitoris. The outer skin of the labia is covered by hair of varying thickness. The inner labia are folded back into the vagina, and at the top where they meet together, they form a sort of hood for the clitoris. The inner labia are crisscrossed by a very sensitive web of nerves, which reacts strongly to touch. They, therefore, play a very important part in sexual intercourse and contribute a great deal to the sensory pleasure of the woman and the attainment of her orgasm. The decorative pad of fatty tissue formed by the pubic bones directly above the vagina is called the mons veneris, or the mount of Venus. It is normally covered by pubic hair, which add a decorative pattern to the vaginal area. It is one of the most sensitive of all the erogenous zones, and when massaged or rubbed, gently transmits highly exciting sensations to the vaginal area. Some women find this so sexually arousing and stimulating that they can be brought to orgasm. Many couples are now adding this delightfully satisfying and sexually fulfilling lovemaking technique to their repertoire of effective and joyous sexual activities. In young girls, the opening of the vagina is partially or wholly closed by the hymen, which is a crescent-shaped skin-like membrane. In very young girls, this membrane is tough, but as the girl reaches the age of adolescence, the membrane becomes thinner and thinner. Should the girl remain a virgin after puberty, the tissues gradually toughen once again, and should intercourse occur for the first time in a woman's life, it may become necessary to open the hymen by surgical means. Normally, the hymen is broken when a woman has intercourse for the first time, and this may or not be without too much discomfort and bleeding. As you can see from this unbelievably extreme close-ups, there are marked anatomical differences between all the females. And also note the clitoris and its size in relation to the male finger, the truly amazing elasticity of the vagina, the differences in shape, color, and density of the pubic hairs of the 7 models, and especially the graying prematurely pubic hairs of one of the models. Very interesting indeed are the many anatomical differences in the coloring of the vaginal membranes of the models, from a very light pink to a rich dark red. Also, take note of the discoloration of the inner and outer vaginal lips as well as the differences in size of the vaginal opening, from very narrow to very wide. And note how clearly nature aids the vagina with its natural lubrication. Through the ages, sophisticated women have always known the importance and true value of their vagina. They have knowingly seduced men with their wiles and cunning, concealing their vagina under sexy fabrics, which not only enhance the contours, but also bring out its tantalizing scents. Although the normal scent of the vagina varies greatly among women and at different times, it is always sexually exciting and stimulating. Men, wise in the ways of love, sensuously explore every part of the vagina with their eyes, fingers, and tongues, preparing their love partner for the highest levels of sexual excitement. It is most important that men learn all the parts of the vagina, the clitoris, the mons veneris, the outer and inner labias. Women are sensitive, yet they want to be loved and give them themselves fully and uninhibitedly, and men can help them achieve the highest levels of sexual excitement by knowingly and intelligently kissing the vagina, massaging its different parts, gently, passionately, lovingly. By bringing sexual fulfillment and happiness to the woman he loves, a man fulfills himself sexually, spiritually, and physically as well.